aboard the Theme Parks and Rec podcast. Our next stop, rides, refreshments, and recreation with your hosts, Michaela and Rachel. Please stand clear of the doors.
Ow, my arm!
Welcome to another edition of Theme Parks and Rec podcast. I'm Rachel here with Michaela. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. This music just puts me in a happy mood. I know we say that every week, but it just does.
It does. I mean, it's a busy week. Even though, like, we had Monday off, but it doesn't feel like we had Monday off.
No, it doesn't. It's a you try to cram 5 days of work into 4, so that's always fun.
Right, but you just try to make it work.
Plug on and get it done and think of the weekend, and if you can get to one of the parks to blow off some steam, that's kind of how I feel. So, all right. So let's go over the recent theme park news that has come out this week. It has been busy. There are a lot of things announcing. Michaela, Busch Gardens, what's going on?
So last Friday, Busch Gardens Tampa announced that they will be having a discounted ticket. It'll only be $49, down from the $84.99. And you'll get to go to the parks, the park that they have there in Tampa. And they're offering it until June 2nd. So that's this Sunday.
Okay, so you gotta get on that deal.
Get on that. Quickly. If you want to go to the parks, like a local park here in Tampa, then this is probably the best deal for you. But just for this weekend. Oh, you could buy it till this weekend, but you could use it until June 23rd.
Okay, so you have until June 2nd to buy the $49 ticket. But then you have to go actually use it, go to the park with it by June 23rd.
Yep, That's it. So as long as you use it by then, you should be golden.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives you a little extra time to think about when you want to go.
Right. With kids getting out of school for the summer, this would be a great thing to plan ahead for. Get that discounted ticket, save yourself some money so you can spend the money that you save in the park on food and drinks and water, especially because it's been so hot. Don't forget that water.
Drink a lot of beer. Sorry. Oh. I just love beer at Busch Gardens.
Well, I mean, it's kind of goes together. And then you can also add an Adventure Island ticket for $10 more to that special deal $49 ticket. So,
yes. So cool off
at Adventure Island. Yeah. Wow. I don't know that I would get out of the wave pool.
No.
I think I'd just hang out there.
I'd be like, you know what? I'll do that $10 extra upgrade. Just not going to go to Busch Gardens. I'm just going to chill out in the nice, cool water.
No, I would do both.
You do both?
Oh, yeah.
Would you go back and forth?
I don't know that you can go back and forth. I would do Busch Gardens one day and probably Adventure Island the next day.
I see. Maybe
the next weekend.
Hey.
Yeah, hey. All right. So Legoland Florida has some news as well.
Yes. So they're opening their Pirate Island themed hotel, and they finally set up a date that it's opening. It's going to be May 22nd of 2020.
That's crazy. I look at this date and I go, oh my gosh, that's so far away.
Less than a year away.
Wow.
Crazy. I know, I thought of 2020 and I'm like, that's like a couple years from now. Nope. Next year.
Wow. No, 2020 is still on, so you would know the TV show. But when I see 2020, I think of Barbara Walters and Hugh Downs. Yeah. I'm aging myself right now.
That's okay. Yeah, well, 2020 is probably going to live forever, that show.
Yeah. All right. And then there's also going to be a new attraction.
Yes. Yeah, so they're going to open a 9-hole miniature golf course. But the trick is the course is only open to hotel guests.
Oh, okay.
So only if you're staying on property at Legoland Florida. Can you use the 9-hole miniature golf course? But it might change in the future. You never know.
Yeah, they may expand it to an 18-hole miniature golf course.
Hey.
But that's cool. So Legoland definitely beefing up their footprint in Central Florida. I remember when it was Cypress Gardens.
Long time ago.
Now Legoland with the Legoland movies and all every kid I know, my friends' kids, they are all into Legos, like obsessed with Legos.
Everything is awesome.
Well, I mean, that song was awesome. And those movies are funny because they're for kids, but there's humor that adults get that the kids don't get. And that's my kind of favorite. That's my favorite kind
of
movie.
Lego is so good about making connections with other companies that they could use so many other, like Disney.
Star Wars, and Batman, and
Warner Brothers.
Warner,
all of that.
It's so cool. So definitely get over to Legoland Florida and check that stuff out, and then start planning your trip for 2020, which is less than a year away, believe it or not.
I heard those rooms are really nice, too.
Yeah. No, yeah. I mean, they don't do anything halfway. Yeah, themed. If you want, if your kids want to stay in a Lego-themed room, the place to go.
This is the place.
Absolutely. Where all your Lego dreams come true. I don't know about you, but I didn't surpass Duplos. Like, when I was a kid, some people would buy me, like, the Lego sets. And it's like, you can build a car for, like, the girl sets or whatever. And I would open the sets and I'd dump all the pieces out and I go, yeah, no, too much work. Thanks.
Yeah, it is. It's follow steps. What is this?
I mean, and all the pieces are small. And I'm just, I don't have that kind of patience or focus, but
it's kind of like puzzle making, though.
Kind of, yeah. And one of my friend's kids is like amazing at it. Like, he can do it without the directions. He figures it out.
Wow,
way smarter than me.
Which is interesting, too. Speaking of Legos and then maybe trailing into Disney a little, Lego has a store in Disney Springs here in Orlando.
It's giant.
It is giant. And they have little sets there that some master builders, as they call them, build based on Disney films.
Very cool.
So they have like three coming up. They haven't announced what they will be yet, but they're building them currently. So keep an eye out. You never know what they're going to be.
All right. So for all you Lego crazy people, there you go. Right. Walt Disney World. Epcot. It's the final weekend for the Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival, which has run for quite a while, since right after February, I think.
Yeah.
So get out there and see those topiaries. They're amazing. They're so lifelike. You're like, are those flowers or are those real people?
Right.
Like, they've really worked on the faces, and so they don't look like a plant or
they
flowers.
Don't.
It looks like an animatronic thing. That's what's going to be next. They're going to build robots in the topiaries so that they're going to move.
And talk. It's going to be great.
Going to creep us out. But yeah, so get out there and experience that. They've got all the little food pagodas around there, too, to try. There's a maple butter popcorn shake that I had in Canada. Oh my goodness. And you can get it with some liquor in it if you want, if you're over 21.
If you like that stuff.
I got the non-liquor one because I'm like, I want my calories so that I can chew food.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily do all my calories in a drink.
No. And also there's a really cool sipper cup that is the Orange Bird.
Okay, so explain the Orange Bird here, because you talked about the Orange Bird where we work and people are like, what is that? And
so back when Magic Kingdom opened back in 1971, the Orange Bird was the mascot of Adventureland, and no one favored him.
Oh, it was like, oh, poor little Orange Bird.
Like, what is this? So they got rid of it, and then a whole flood of people were like, where's Orange Bird? We need an Orange Bird to come back. It, like, created a following.
Mm.
So then they brought him back, but now he's in different parts of the park, just like Figment a little.
Okay.
Where it's like Figment, at first, no one really liked him.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's like a special following for them.
Right.
So at Epcot Flower and Garden Festival, they have at one of the booths right next to Canada.
Okay.
But still in, not right when you get into the World Showcase, right before.
Okay.
There's like a citrus stand. And there you could get a sipper cup. It's really cute.
It is cute.
I have it up in my house. It's sturdy too.
Okay.
And there is an orange cream slush that goes inside of it. Oh, it was so delicious. It tasted more like a smoothie.
Mm.
So if you go this weekend, last weekend to go, try it out.
And get the little Orange Bird sipper cup.
Right.
Your souvenir. All right. And then the water parks, you know, because it is so ungodly hot right now in Florida and everywhere. Really, it's pretty hot. But so Typhoon Lagoon, they're bringing back their H2O glow nights.
They are back. And they're also still Toy Story themed.
Very cool.
So you can meet some of your favorite Toy Story characters. I always worry about them getting wet.
I'm sure they have their bathing suits on. I'm sure it's fine.
Sure.
And it's not every night. So you've got to check out what nights it's running. It's only 25 select nights through the summer, May 30th through August 24th. It is a separately priced ticket. So if you buy a ticket for Typhoon Lagoon during the day, it doesn't mean you automatically get in to the H2O glow nights. It's kind of like the Very Merry Christmas Party and the Not So Scary Party.
Right.
So you have to buy a separately priced ticket. It's $59 per person plus tax for adults and $54 per person plus tax for children ages 3 to 9. But I'm sure they cap the attendance so you can get
I've
on everything.
Been before.
Oh,
last
you have?
Year,
how was it?
It was wonderful. It was kind of like how you said the after hours events and the Mickey's Very Merry Christmas and stuff, where there's not as many people and there's great meet and greet opportunities with the characters.
Cool.
And it's kind of weird being in a water park at night.
They've got all the
lights
on.
But there's a lot of lighting.
Yeah, that's kind of neat, though.
Yes. You jump right on the rides.
And it's not as hot. Mm-hmm. So, like, but
your
I mean,
feet aren't burning
your feet
on
aren't
the
burning
ground.
On the, going from ride to ride. And then there's a photo pass service, too, at the water parks, you said,
yeah,
with all the meet and greets. That's kind of cool.
And the photo pass is going to be throughout the day, too. So if you don't go to the H2O Glow Nights, they will be offered at Blizzard Beach and Typhoon Lagoon, different spots, like spots that you could pose with your family.
Like in front of the ship at Typhoon Lagoon.
Yes.
That's cool.
And when you're coming down some of the rides.
Oh,
some
neat.
Of those water slides.
Yeah, I don't know that I want photo pass opportunities when I'm in my bathing suit. I need to buy a scuba suit, like a swimsuit.
Oh, just come on.
All covered up. All right. So then Disney Hollywood Studios, I was watching the news today and they're talking about like all of Disneyland is in a tizzy.
Oh.
Because tomorrow, May 31st, Star Wars Galaxy's Edge is opening in Disneyland.
Yeah, over there in California.
California, yes. Oh, boy.
But it's going to be the same exact thing as
really?
Every year. Yes, I thought it was going to be different.
A little different? Because aren't they usually a little different?
Well, from what has been reported, it's going to be the same.
Okay.
But they could also be just saying that for now.
To psych
we
us
don't
out?
No. But the fact that we're going to see them open first will kind of get us an idea of what it's going to be like. Well, they have reservations. And we will not.
What do you mean reservations? Like fast passes or
no,
what?
Like reservations to get in
what?
The land. Yes, they have that. We will not have that.
That's crazy to have like reservations. It's like you need to get in a line just to get into the area.
Yes. And they are for Disneyland, which it's kind of projecting it's going to be the same way for Walt Disney World, that people will be lining up at 2 a.m., on Friday morning, tomorrow morning, just for merchandise line.
I like my sleep a lot. I mean, I do love a Wookiee now and then, but I like my sleep a whole lot better. But if you're a huge Star Wars fan, I mean, you're probably flying over there for this. You already have your reservation. You've got your Star Wars little sleeping bag ready to go so you can camp out for the merch tables to open.
Right.
I mean, if that's any indication of how much they are going to bank on this area, it's going to be like, we thought Universal with Harry Potter was like money in the bank. They were just going to be making money hand over fist, you know. But I feel like this is going to just top that.
Oh, yeah. And this, I mean, if you can't make it out over there, obviously ours is opening up on August 29th.
Okay.
So you could, I'm sure they'll have the merchandise all stocked up then.
Right. And you'll be able to, you know, stock the merchandise that they're
look on Instagram, see what everyone else is posting,
I'm sure some of that stuff's going to end up on eBay, too.
Oh, yeah. So if you can't get it, I'm sure that'll be really stock sometimes.
That'll be the story next week. Like, you can buy a life-size Stormtrooper for, like, $8,000, and it was, like, $59.99 at the store.
And, you know, they're in Disneyland, which they're also going to bring over here to Walt Disney World, they're selling a lifelike R2-D2 for $25,000.
What? I thought you were going to say $25.
No,
$25,000. I'm out.
And they have a build-your-own lightsabers that are also coming here.
Well, they have some of those. They have a build-your-own lightsaber thing, I think in Epcot somewhere, at one of the stores. I saw it a couple weeks ago.
And they have it at Hollywood Studios as well.
Yes. And my dad was like, oh, well, that's kind of cool. I'm like, you want one, Dad? He's like, no, I'm good. I'm like, there's no age limit on lightsabers.
No, there is not.
So,
but apparently this one, you have to make a reservation for it as well.
Oh, wow. So it's the lightsaber of all lightsaber
it's
builds.
It's kind of like Ollivander's.
Oh, cool.
In Harry Potter.
So there's going to be like an attraction with
show.
It.
Yeah. So you get to pick your color.
It's a lightsaber
you get to pick all
and a
your
show.
Stuff. Yeah, it's crazy.
Very cool. Well, it's going to be 14 acres.
14 acres.
Does that include the hotel, too?
No.
Holy... Vader.
Holy Vader.
Holy Vader.
Yeah, it's going to be huge.
Wow. That's going to take a long time to get through. Aren't there only like two rides though?
Right, for opening, there's only going to be one.
One?
And they're going to open the other one later this year.
What are people going to do in 14 acres?
They're going to stand in line
stand
for
in line
merchandise.
For that merchandise in that one ride. And they make their lightsaber. Holy Vader.
They have the restaurant, and they have the quick service stuff, and okay. They have the cantina.
I'm sure there's going to be plenty of stuff to look at.
Right. There's ships everywhere, so
yeah. My dad, he's always already been like, so are we going to go check out the new Star Wars? I'm like, I'm not going there for at least 6 months after it opens.
Yeah, we're not waiting. We're waiting until like February.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man. That's going to be crazy. Okay, well.
Yeah.
All right, so yeah, I know I'm going to be all over Instagram checking out what people are posting from Disneyland. I can't wait to see it.
And one last thing. Mm-hmm. So if you're staying on property at Walt Disney World for the opening on August 29th for Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, that weekend that it opens at Saturday, Sunday, they will be having extra magic hours starting at 5 a.m.
Wow. That's
yes,
so early.
They are these dedicated fans. They're getting ready for them.
Wow, and you know these Disney employees, they're gonna get overtime because I feel bad for the Disney employees that have to open the park.
Oh,
holy
yeah.
Moses! All right, but Star Wars fever is already taking over this building that we work at. All the guys that we know are like who normally wouldn't really necessarily be interested in Disney World. Are now like, hey, did you see the thing that came out today about Star Wars Galaxy's Edge? And I'm like, oh, Disney World? No, it's Star Wars. I'm like, they're not mutually exclusive, okay? You got to go to Disney World to go to Star Wars, okay?
Hand in hand.
Exactly. All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
So you were talking to me about this restaurant.
Yes. So if you guys have ever heard of California Grill at Disney's Contemporary Resort, usually they just have the dinner option.
Right.
Where you have dinner, see the fireworks with the great view.
And I do know one of my friends loves the sushi there. She loves the sushi at California Grill. So if you're a sushi lover, she approves. It's Robin approved. I'm giving a shout out to my friend Robin. Robin approved
of
sushi.
Good taste.
Yeah, she loves it there. But you said that on Sundays they do a brunch?
They do a brunch. And I was able to snag a reservation. It's very hard to get, let me tell you. And it's not, I'm going to be honest, it's not on the cheaper side. It's pretty expensive.
Well, if you just gorge yourself at the brunch, you don't have to eat the rest of the day.
Exactly. So that's what our thought was going into there, because we were like, well, we don't know how it is.
Mm-hmm.
We know that people have said it's good, but we want our own take on it.
Mm-hmm.
But what kind of got me to be like, it's worth it. It's probably the only place on Walt Disney World property that has unlimited alcohol.
Oh.
Yes.
So... okay. Is it a buffet, too?
Yes.
Oh.
So when you walk, so it is, the California Grill is above the Contemporary Resort. And if you know, Contemporary Resort is on the monorail track for Magic Kingdom.
Right. It's also walking distance to
Magic
Kingdom.
It is also walking distance. And it has a wonderful view of Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
So you can see the castle, and it's during the day. And so when you get to the Contemporary Resort, you check in at this desk on the second floor.
Right.
And then they take you up to your seating area up in the California Grill, and they hand you a mimosa.
That's how I love to be greeted. Being greeted with a mimosa.
Your first mimosa. And I'm like, well, this is the life, you know? And then you hear music in the background, but obviously Disney always has music in the background, but it's not on the overhead speakers. There's an actual quartet there.
Whoa.
Yes, and they're playing not only Disney tunes, but also very popular tunes.
Oh, that's cool.
And they play
cool.
Like Africa from
Toto.
Yeah.
Not Weezer. Toto originally.
Toto. Yep. They play all types of music and it's very soothing, very relaxing. And then when you sit down, you do have a waiter that comes around and is there to refresh all of your mimosas. And if you had the Disney dining plan, you could also partake in the Bloody Mary bar.
Oh.
And it's a build your own. Yes. So you get to put all your different flavorings in there, all your different hot sauces. And
can I put a burger in my Bloody Mary? I love when I see those. I think that's so cool. Burger and bacon in my Bloody Mary. Okay, I'll chew my Bloody Mary today. Thank you very much.
But it's so much fun. But to the food part, they have a buffet style and a menu that you partake in both. So the buffet, they're like, oh, go ahead and go to the buffet and then come back and look at the menu of what you want to eat. So you're looking around the buffet and they have sushi. And they have like charcuterie and
charcuterie. I love the finest of meats and cheeses.
So yummy. And also they have a, I forgot what it's called, but it's this cinnamony, like French toast-esque.
Like a bread pudding kind of thing?
That they make in front of you.
Ooh,
and they
yum.
Put this, I think this bourbon caramel sauce with
there's a lot of alcohol going on here at a Disney hotel.
See, when people tell you that Disney's only for kids and for families, wrong.
Nope. They got the parents taken care of on this one.
But I have to say, there were a lot of kids in there, but it wasn't distracting. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I personally, I don't think I would take my kid there.
Well,
it would have to be like a date night or a girls' day.
Girls' weekend or a bachelorette party.
Right. I did see a bachelorette party there.
Okay.
Like I said, the unlimited food, unlimited alcohol. You could stay there as long as you want, as long as it's open. Because
mm-hmm.
we had our reservation at 11, and mm-hmm. we stayed until like 1.
Did you take a to-go box?
No, but they asked.
Oh.
But we were going to Magic Kingdom right after.
Okay.
I was a little on the tipsy side, I want to be honest. But my boyfriend was there to like guide me. But I was like, this is my first time being like drunk in Magic Kingdom because they don't sell alcohol in there.
I will say, though, I've been tipsy once at the parks.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of fun.
It is.
It's a different experience.
It was so much more fun.
And, you know, if you eat that much and you walk over to Magic Kingdom and go to the park, I mean, you'll walk it off by the end of the day.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So you get your exercise in.
Oh, yes. It was so yummy. And then on the menu side, you could... You don't have to pick just one thing. Kind of like the Disney cruise.
Oh, you mean like when the Disney cruise where you're like, ooh, that looks good, that looks good. I'll have one of everything, please.
So I ended up getting the lobster eggs Benedict.
Ooh.
Yes. And then Dominic got the chicken and waffles.
Ooh.
The chicken
choices.
And waffles were my favorite.
Ooh.
And then we also got this other French toast that they have on the menu
mm-hmm.
that we shared.
Nice.
Because it was more the sweetness.
Nice. Man, I love food. It's so good.
And, you know, with the mimosas, I thought they were going to bring another one out to you. They were just topping yours off with champagne.
No orange juice, just champagne?
If you ask for orange juice, yes, but they're just like pouring.
Wow, they are trying to get you drunk.
Yes.
They don't want you to realize how much you're paying for it at the end.
But you pay for it at first.
Oh, you pay in advance.
Yes, you pay for it first.
So you kinda,
everything's included.
It sounds like you need to, like, train for this meal.
Yes.
Like months out, you know, just start in.
Don't eat anything before it. The day before, stop eating at like 8 o'clock.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
it's like getting blood work done.
You have to fast before you eat. It sounds amazing.
It is
definitely
going
to put that on my like must-do list sometime in my lifetime. Because it sounds like a once-in-a-lifetime
kind of
thing.
And they change the menu items often.
Oh, cool. Seasonally.
So it's
cool.
Always different.
That's cool. All right. Well, thanks for that tip, Michaela.
Absolutely.
Now I'm super hungry. Why do we always do... You know, it's a theme park podcast, but we talk more about food on this thing than I think we actually talk about rides. But whatever. All right. So what's our theme park... I'm thinking of mimosas and my mouth is not working.
See?
Theme park tip of the week.
So for the theme park tip of the week, it coincides with what we're talking about, all the eating and the brunch at the California Grill. You can book your Disney dining reservation at Walt Disney World 180 days in advance.
Oh, wow. Okay, so
isn't
make
that
your plans.
Far?
It does seem really far out, but, I mean, with these locations that are sought after, I mean, it makes sense. So
yeah.
You
and if you're booking
ahead.
Your big trip and you want to eat with the princesses, let's say, at Cinderella's Table in Magic Kingdom in the castle, those are really sought after.
Mm.
And even if you're like, oh, I don't know if I want to go this specific day or another day, just book for both of them or one of them at least. Yes, for some dining reservations, like Cinderella's Royal Table, you have to put a certain amount of money down, but you could cancel within 48 hours for something like Cinderella's Royal Table or 24 hours like Le Cellier in Canada for Epcot.
All right. Great tip. Thank you so much for joining us on this edition of Theme Parks and Rec. If you have any questions for us, you can always email at themeparksandrec@gmail.com. And we will catch you next week.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.